Good to see everybody here this morning, and let's start with a little prayer first. Lord, be with us here this morning. Give us clarity of thought and clarity of word, so that thy truth and thy word may be made clear to us. Lord, we again thank you for your presence. Amen. Prayer, I guess. God has laid a lot of that on my heart lately with just the way he works. Where does prayer fit in your life? Where is God on your schedule? Some of us claim sometimes we don't know how to pray. But in Romans 8:26, likewise the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit intercedes for us with groaning too deep for words. So we really don't have to have a proper procedure or anything like that. We just have the, just know that the Spirit's there to transfer our thoughts to the Lord. Sometimes it's, we struggle with that, and then we just have the, what are some of the challenges in a prayer life? One of the biggest hindrances for me is lack of prayer and perseverance. Continuing to pray, finding it on my time when it's convenient for me, and when to pray. It's always kind of easy to pray when there's good times and Thanksgiving, but it also tells, asking us to pray for guidance in the bad times. And it's real easy to be distracted by details of our life, our own desires and demands of people. You know, we've got a lot going on. We've got the family's things going on. We've got TV, work, just many things. And to stay focused on that is a challenge. So often, I can be in prayer, or I should say attempting to be in prayer. I'm 10 miles south. I'm going to work. I'm doing things at work. Or things that around the yard, or just anything. Just that fast, I'm gone. So it's so easily be distracted. And I'm so thankful that God is gracious and a loving God to have been with me all these years, knowing what little time I spent with him or for him. Thank you, Lord. Also, prayer must be girded with Scripture. Reading Scripture, spending time in Scripture helps turn our thoughts from all our worldly thoughts to his thoughts. The more time reading the Bible and praying helps get that thought pattern down. We go to him occasionally, he gets left out pretty fast. And the Old Testament, time and time again, shows us the power of prayer. How many times, I can't count, and I didn't check to count either, how many battles were won by prayer rather than the sword? Trumpets, walking around the city yelling, and just the help of the Lord showing a great enemy when there really wasn't. And also, how, not only in battle, but how he worked in the lives of so many that had prayed and spent time with him. You can think of all the kings that spent time in prayer, how successful they are. And then those that didn't, they come and fall. Let's pray that that's not happening to our country now, that we again return to them. And also, prayer needs to be a balance, not only asking to meet our needs, proclaiming his glory, but also, this has been a tough one, thankful in good times and bad times. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5, 18 with that. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Thanks in all circumstances. It's pretty easy to give thanks. It's pretty easy to give, ask for help. But to give thanks in all circumstances, that's really hard to do when I'm in the midst of issues in my life. Say, thanks, Lord, for laying this on me. This has been great. But it's, you know, it's just tough to ask for help at that time. And then we go to Philippians 4:16. Do not be anxious about everything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanks, let your requests be known to God. Another one. Not to worry about these things. How do you not worry about what's going on? Prayer and the Lord. And then we go to Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love the Lord, all things work together for good. All things together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. It's hard to see good at times when you're in the middle of, you know, whatever it is, work stress, troubled relationships, financial stress. It's just, what good is this? It's hard to see this good. Why? We are human. A lot of us are, well, maybe I shouldn't say a lot of us. And we're proud. I'm proud and independent. How does he get my attention? In the good times, yeah, he's got a little bit, but it doesn't take too long for me to drift. He's wanting to draw me back. He's wanting my attention. I need him. I cannot do it by myself. He's just showing that under my strength, it's a struggle. I need his help. Testing, also a time to test and strengthen our faith. To know we can't do it on our own, that I need him. On the radio this week, I heard one, if faith can't be tested, it can't be trusted. Some of it, I know, is consequence, a discipline for my sins. Some of these things are because of what I did. But also through that discipline helps me to hopefully learn not to do that again. As you discipline your children, also he needs to discipline us to keep us in line. During this time, is a time to pray for thanks for his love upon us and ask where he is working. What do I need to learn about this? What is he teaching me? Where do I need to straighten things out? And to ask for his guide, or basically, where do I need help? Where do I need straightening out here? He's got a lot of work here. And when we pray, help, when we pray for what aligns with His will, instead of asking, hey, Lord, get me out of this deal. Hey, Lord, remove this deal. Help me to align with where He wants me to go. More time spent in prayer, more time we're there, we'll understand His will and how to pray to it. Prayer doesn't change God's mind, but it transforms our heart. We can pray to God, get rid of this, do this, that, but our main focus is to words transforming our thoughts. God's desire is for us to have a relationship with Him, and the only way we can develop that is that's one of God's greatest desires, is for us to have a relationship with Him. And the only way we get through that is through Scripture, prayer, and meditation. Meditation, I always thought was kind of a strange word for some of them other religions. Meditate, you know, yoga, or whatever some of those are. That's not necessarily religion. But time spent in quiet. Listening. Just sitting around, just listening. You have to do this instead of read, pray. That's been my schedule. So give a little time to think. Let Him work through our thoughts so we can be transformed to what He really wants for us. But also to praise, and I think maybe you can help me out on that. The greatest thing for mankind, or the greatest thing for creation, is for us to glorify Him. Also needs to be part of the prayer too, that we glorify Him as Lord and King of our life. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil. That's a comfort to know that all He has is for our good, or for the good, maybe for the good of someone else, that what you're going through may be the, but it's His plan and it's for the good of the people. No. How is your relationship? Are you content with where you're at with the Lord today? Are you comfortable? Are you content? And what I heard this morning was, content is not a word God desires for you. In fact, this man said, thought it would be a curse word in God's language for us to be content. He desires relationship with you. Contentment means staleness. We're not going anywhere. He wants a growing relationship with us so that we may grow, become more like Him, but also as a light to others. Let's start today. God wants us to step out of this by starting to read Scripture, praying, meditation, and to help put away all the things that drag us down. Distractions, our past regrets. For me, that's a lingering one. Why did I do that? Why did I hurt them people? Why? I know God has forgiven me. Now, can I put them in my past? And other things that drag, each one of us, that drags us down. Just to know it's forgiven, it's behind us, and now we can and try to look forward to God guiding us to a life He desires for you and I. One thing is today, what we can do is evaluate the stage of your relationship and to commit to improving one area. God wants us to praise Him, thank Him, and ask for forgiveness for mine. The list is fairly long that needs improvement, but the one I'm looking at now is in this situation, what is He trying to teach me today? Where do I need to be growing, and where do I need to change my life? That is my goal. One to start with, and then to go from there. To close, I'd like to start with read from Colossians 3, 14 through 15. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for this time, and may Thy word be known. And Lord, we just want to stir in each and every one of our hearts the desire to grow, to know You more, so that we may be more peaceful and joyful in this life, but also to be a source of evangelism to share the word with those around us, that more may come to be saved. Lord, be with each and every one. Give everyone safety and travel this week. And may have a blessing upon each family and gathering. And thank You for each and everyone here this morning. And may God be with us and forgive us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.